Yes. Oh, I had such a fun night tonight. Thank you for humoring me and going out bar hopping and sneaking into all of those shows with me. I mean, I know we technically had tickets for like three of them, but you know, it was fun to sneak into the other ones and start the mosh pit. Makes me feel like we were young again. Yeah, it's been a long time since we did something like that. We usually just chill and watch movies and hang out, so it was nice to go out for a change. It's, yeah, different. Well, different doesn't have to be bad. I know, different can be a little scary sometimes, but some good things come out of it. Oh my gosh, absolutely. That is definitely the best thing that came out of tonight. Did you see that bartender's ass? Oh my God. I know it was fucking fantastic. I don't think I've seen an ass like that in a while. No, don't do it. Don't do it. I know that I do not have a fantastic ass. I know my ass is actually subpar. So I don't want to hear it. Don't do it. Because I know that you're going to be lying and you're just going to be saying it so you can make me feel better. Yeah, that was definitely fun too. I did enjoy taking those body shots off of that random girl. I mean, I don't know where she's been, but I mean, fuck it, it was fun. I definitely think that's the best old fashioned that I've ever had was at that second bar we went to. Are they new? Yeah, I don't think I remember seeing them before. They definitely weren't there in our undergrad years, for sure. I definitely would remember having that to drink. No, well, you're right. We really don't have a lot of memories from those days. That was so much fun living on campus, doing stupid shit, just stumbling back home. And our drunken steppers and making sure that our RAs never knew about it. It was also fun that you always had me stay over. I had you stay over my dorm or your dorm. And all of our roommates always thought that we were fucking or dating or something. That happens to everybody who's best friends, though. Everyone always assumes that you're a couple for some reason, probably just because you know each other really well and they just like to think what I really like to think. I like to romanticize every single relationship, even if it's not. What's wrong? Oh, I don't know. You just looked kind of upset there for a minute. Oh. Yeah, I do remember that one roommate of yours that was a total dick. What's he doing these days? Oh, he moved there? Oh, yeah, I guess things really weren't going that great. Oh my gosh. I don't know. They're just different days back then, but I don't know. I'm just always grateful that you're my best friend and that nothing's ever been weird. I mean, you remember that one time? You remember that one time that I was so drunk that you had to pull my hair back when I was throwing up all of those Jameson shots in the alley and back at the bars? Oh, yeah, good times. Good for you, maybe. I felt like shit. I think I had like a 4-day hangover that time. That's when I knew that I should have stopped hanging out with you. Because you're the one who took me to all those crazy goth raves. Yeah, of course. I remember every single thing we've done together. And it's hard to forget. I spend most of my time with you, and I have spent most of my time with you these last 20 plus years. So yeah, we have a lot of good memories together, I guess. And speaking of good memories, you are going to have to humor me, okay? I know I don't ever ask for much, but I'm definitely going to be asking for something right now. As if you could even say no to me. Come on, we both know that you can't. Don't blush so much, okay? It's just a joke. But, okay. The only thing that I request is that you give me the remote so that I can pick something to watch. And that something is going to be the Disney Channel original movie, Don't Look Under the Bed. I know we rewatch it every couple of years, but it's one of my favorites and I'm just like in the mood for it right now. Yes, I know we're like in the middle of summer, but I don't care. It is always a perfect time for spooky, scary movies. Stop. I know we're not 8 years old anymore, but it's still kind of spooky if you think about it. And it's still kind of scary if you look at it the right way and with the right perspective. And it's entertaining. And it's funny. Come on. Don't make me steal the remote from you. And I will. I will steal the remote from you. Stop. Give me the remote. Stop. Here. I got it. I got it. And you can't take it away from me because I will hide it somewhere that you are not going to reach. I mean, realistically, all I'd have to do is just put on my heels again and just hold it up on top of my head and you probably couldn't reach it anyway. No, that is not a dig at your height. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying that it is in your best interest to let me keep this remote and put on the movie. And you're not going to wrestle me for the remote. Come on. You know that I'm stronger than you. I mean, I might not be stronger than you, but I'm definitely taller than you. And I definitely have a lot more body mass given all the titties and thighs and legs happening here. Okay. So don't try me. No. If you want this remote, then I guess you're just going to have to get it from inside my shirt. Oh, you're right. It's not my shirt. It's your shirt. But anyway, you know what I mean. Oh, no. I don't think that you're not going to reach in to get it. I know that you're not going to reach in to get it because you're a fucking chicken. You're too scared that you're going to accidentally graze your hand against my boobie and it's going to be icky and you're going to get cooties. So you're not going to do it. Bet? I may have a better place that I want to hide it that I know you're not going to get it at. No, I definitely don't think you're going to get it if I put it in my pants. Well, they're not pants, underpants, but whatever. No. I know it's kind of gross to do that, but I mean, it'll make sure that you don't grab it from me and that you're not going to touch it the rest of the time that I'm here. Who says that you don't want to? It's obvious. You'd be absolutely disgusted by that. I know you. Yeah. Okay, then get the remote from my tits. I mean, if it doesn't make you uncomfortable, just reach in under the hem of your big shirt and grab it. See, I knew you couldn't do it. It's okay. Don't feel bad. I don't feel slighted by you. I know that it would make you really uncomfortable to even think about your best friend's tits, so I'm just going to let it go. No, silly, I'm not offended. I mean, I don't know that you've ever even gotten a really good glance at them. I don't think I've ever worn anything but banties. I'm trying to think. No. Oh my god, I just realized you have no idea what my tits look like. You've never wondered? Really? Ew, that's crazy. You're my best friend. That's seriously the first thing that you think. Oh my god. Okay, I guess that we haven't transcended our youthful moments. And we aren't adults. Oh my god. Okay, I'm just gonna put the movie on before I start making fun of you and being really mean. Oh, don't take it seriously. It's all in a joking way. I'm not actually going to be mean. I mean, seriously, in all the years that we've been best friends, you really think that I'm going to be cruel and mean to you? That's what I thought. Okay, let me see. I remember this last time. I thought it was here. Oh, there it is. What? What are you looking at? Oh, are you gonna be mean and make fun of me now? What? I know, I do look kind of silly in your banty, but whatever. We can't all be petite little tiny things swimming in their best friend's enormously large t-shirts, okay? This is like, what, a 2XL or a 3XL? Please. It's still pretty big on me, though. I mean, I'm surprised that it's actually big on me because, given my size, I mean, I'm a pretty tall bitch. But it does at least cover all the important parts. And it kind of just goes to the tip top of these thigh-high fishnets. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just didn't really feel like taking them off. Oh, they're kind of comforting. It's kind of like wearing pants a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I like them. They're kind of warm. And I just didn't feel like taking them off. Although I do wish that I'd picked some better underpants to wear with more coverage. But I didn't really think that I was going to end up sleeping over anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. I didn't think that through. No, they're not like terrible. It's just I'm wearing a thong. So, I mean, I could be more comfortable if I had some boy shorts or something. But I don't, so I guess I'm just going to have to sleep with a strip of fabric up my ass the entire time. Oh, would that be okay? I mean, it wouldn't make you feel uncomfortable or anything if I just took it off? Okay, good. I also didn't take off my bra because I didn't really want to make you uncomfortable. So if I could take that off too, that would be awesome. No, it's actually really funny because the X's on the smiley face of this Nirvana t-shirt are actually like right over my nipples, so it looks kind of silly. Yeah, I mean, it'll hide them so you don't really have to like see them or be weird by them or anything. I can't believe you've never seen my tits. Well, no, not like I go around showing random people my tits, but like, I don't know, I figured we've known each other for so long, you at least got like some sort of semblance of a peek of them or something, or like an idea of what they look like. I mean, is that weird? I mean, can I ask you that? And like, you'd be totally honest with me if I did? No, it doesn't have to be weird. I mean, I don't think it's weird. I think it's perfectly normal for you to wonder what my tits look like. I mean, I've wondered what your dick looks like. What? Stop looking at me like that. Why are you so shocked? I've known you forever. I think about what random people's dicks and tits and pussies and asses look like. So why wouldn't I imagine what my best friend's looks like? Is that too much for you? I'm sorry. Are you offended or are you upset? Because you are so red right now. No. Okay, good. You're just shocked. Okay, because I was about to just backtrack on everything and be like, oh, just kidding. No, I've never done that. I've never imagined that. No, but seriously, though, just be honest with me. Is it something that you've ever wondered about? Like, what my tits look like? I mean, it's not too late to find out. No, it's, like, not a big deal. They're just tits. I mean, they're part of my body. You're right. Yeah. They are just another part of the female anatomy. And you've seen a ton of tits before, I'm sure. I mean, I definitely know. I know for a fact that you saw Stacy's tits. Yeah, because I remember that from the party. I mean, everyone saw Stacy's tits, but, like, she was, like, really close to you, so I'm pretty sure you got a very good view. And I think Jody, right? Because you were dating her for a while, so I figured you saw. You did? Okay. And then there was Jenica. Yeah. And Rochelle. Yes, I remember Rochelle. She was hot as fuck. I wanted to see her tits. Damn. Yes, that's the one we went to the strip club with. Yeah, and then the strippers took, yes, I remember that. They took down her dress and started licking her tits in front of everyone. Oh my gosh, yes, I remember that. Yes. So we've all seen her tits too. Wow, I feel like we've shared a lot of these moments with the tits. So technically, it's like not really anything weird at all because we've already seen those together. I mean, now you could just see mine and it's like not that different. You have absolutely no idea what my tits look like. I'm like, what do you imagine them looking like? Do you think they're like big or like small or like medium? I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Oh, you're going to go with big? Okay. I mean, that's fair. I'm a big girl. I'm very, very curvaceous everywhere else, so I suppose that's a good guess. Okay. Is there anything else you think about them? Like, do you have like big areolas, little areolas, big nipples, little nipples? Like, are they pierced? Are they not? Is just one of them pierced? Like, what? You ever think about that? Okay, so you think I have brown nipples. Okay. Ah, that's actually a pretty good call. Where did you gather that from, porn? Okay. That's fair. That's a fair assumption. Okay, so if you promise not to take the remote away from me and not to change the movie and to just watch it and enjoy it with me, I'll show you. And you can confirm whether or not these ideas you have are true. That was a very quick assessment on your part that you will indeed do that. I guess it wasn't a very hard decision to make, right? Okay. All right, well, I guess I just have to lift up your shirt. And why do you look so shocked? They're in my bra. I haven't even taken my bra off yet. Oh, because they're much bigger than you thought they were? I guess that is fair. I do always wear band tees, so it is kind of hard to tell. Massive? Yeah. Well, I mean, they're just 38 double Ds. They're not like massive. Like, they're big, but they're not like H's or anything. I mean, I think they're pretty standard where Ted's come in. It's the biggest pair you've seen. Okay, that's also fair. Well, are you ready for me to take off my bra and show you what they look like? Okay. Here. This. I know that was a pretty big drop. They're heavy. I mean, they're not like massive, but they are heavy. Yes, you were right. You were definitely right about the nipples and the areola color. Good call. Good guess. Yes, I do have really big nipples too. But I guess, like I said, it's kind of proportionate because it's proportionate to the rest of my body. Everything about me is big. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, totally. You can definitely hold them if you want. Yeah, they're really kind of heavy, actually. Yeah. Here, just here. Give me your hands. And there we go. I know. Isn't that crazy? I walk around with these every single day. Yeah. And that's probably why my back's all fucked up. Could you imagine being like a tiny woman with these? Oh my gosh. That would be terrible. My back would be super fucked up and it would hurt so bad. That actually feels really nice. Yeah. Not having to just, you know, sit there and have them weigh me down. Yeah, actually having you hold on to them actually feels really good. No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for, yeah, taking the burden. Yeah. And I mean, now that they're in your hands, you don't want to let them go, do you? You don't have to if you don't want to. Well, I think that we can figure something out. Well. With your hands holding them together like that, it's actually kind of perfect if you just want to shove your cock between them. I mean, they're perfectly positioned, and I mean, you're just holding them together so perfectly that you could just slip your cock in between them. Yeah, and the way you're squeezing them now just feels so good. Yeah, I actually do like that. Your fingers just gripping onto them and pushing them together, and now that they're rolling over my nipples, well, I definitely feel very good. Oh yeah, the piercings definitely make them feel better when you touch them like that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's only fair if you bring your cock out, don't you? I mean, I've already shown you my tits, and you admitted that you were wondering what they look like, and I mean, I always wondered what your cock looks like, so maybe, maybe you can just let me pull those basketball shorts down and let me see. I see it printing. I can definitely see it straining against your shorts, and I don't think you're wearing any boxers or briefs. It looks a little too free in there for that. Yeah? Let me just slide down these shorts and bring them down while you hold my tits. Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. That looks completely different than I thought it did. I will be honest, that's not what I thought your cock looked like, but I am definitely very pleasantly surprised. Oh no, it's better than I imagined. Yeah. No, I'm not talking size or anything, just it's so pretty. It's so pretty that I just kind of want to grab it and stroke it just a little bit and bring it over here. Well, I think it would help if you just stood up and stood on the side of the bed over here and kept holding my tits while I grab your cock. And Oh no, that's perfect. I hope you don't mind. It looked so good, and looked so dry. Looked like it needed to be. Lubed up a little bit. I mean, all that talk about having you fuck my tits really, really inspired me to do it. It really inspired me to. Get this cock nice and wet and ready. And make sure that I spit all over myself and all over my tits. And that I have this thick, deep throat spit running all the way down my cheeks, my mouth. My chin. And all the way down to my tits. To loop them up for your cock. Does that sound like a good idea? Mm-hmm. I can see it in your eyes. I know you want to fuck these tits. The way that you just keep pressing them tighter together. I know what you're thinking. It's okay to admit it. You want to fuck them. You're gonna fuck them. Here, just let me guide your cock under here between them. And just have them glide against your cock. It's so nice and slippery. Look at how they totally swallow your cock up. Look at how the harder I press them together. The tighter they get around your cock, the tighter they squeeze around it, making an extra hole for you to fuck. You like how it feels? Nice and soft. Just squeezing around. Oh, so perfectly big. Now I can bounce them up and down. With my hands on yours, so that you can see how to do it. Just bounce up and down on your cock. You don't even have to move, because I can do all the work for you. Bouncing my tits from your base to your tip. Watch as it disappears. Watch as your cock disappears. Between your best friend's big, beautiful tits. As I fuck you with them. If you pinch my nipples and hold them close like that, it feels really good. It feels really good. You like that? You like looking down at me as I hold my tits together and bounce them on your cock? While you bring them closer by tugging on my pierced nipples. I can tell you're close. I can see it in your face. I can see it in your eyes. And just let me keep sliding my tits up and down on your conch. Oh my god. Oh my god. You wanna come? Where do you wanna come? You wanna come all over my face and my tits? Yes. Please do. Let me just rub them up against each other. Up and down your cock, jerking your cock off of my tits. Let me just lick it a little bit. Every time it comes up. I'm gonna treat my tits. Hold on, you're really close. You tell me. So that I can let your cock go between my tits, and so that you can stroke it and come all over my fucking face and tits, okay? You ready? You're close. Do it. Fuck. Come all over my face and all over my big fucking tits. Just like that. Fuck. Rope after rope of thick fucking cum. Please. Yes. All over my tits. Oh, fuck, painting them so prettily. Oh, painting my face so pretty. Oh. Yeah, is that how you hoped it would end? You think I'm beautiful? Well, thank you. I do think I'm even prettier with your cum all over my face. Oh, that is a lot of cum, though. I can feel it just dripping down my cheeks and my forehead and the bridge of my nose and my chin. Oh my god, look at how much is on my tits. Fuck. How long had it been since you last came? Oh my god. A month? What? Oh my god. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I guess I'm glad that we did this then. Because you definitely, obviously, really, really needed to come. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could help you out with that. Yeah, I know. I know that I have to get cleaned up, but I kind of just want you to look at me and remember what I look like this. You know, just in case you are going to spend another month without coming and you need some material in the spank bank for when you decide to come again. I mean, I wouldn't mind if we could make this something a little bit more permanent. And we could maybe do this every time I sleep over. I mean, by this I mean just generally getting to know each other's bodies better. Because I am definitely gonna need you to fuck me with that cock. I did enjoy the tit fuck very much and I enjoyed sucking on it, but I'm gonna need it inside my other holes too. Oh, you didn't get to see what those look like. Oh, what a bummer. I guess we're just gonna have to do this again next time and you can find out. Or maybe later tonight. Or maybe tomorrow. I think you're gonna have to recuperate from this one. Alright, let's go to the bathroom so I can clean this up and then we can snuggle a little bit. Sound good? Yeah, I really want to watch that movie. Well, I mean, if we were to be watching the movie and your hand would be down and my panties the whole time, I mean, I don't think I would complain. Oh, you do have the best ideas. Let's go. We have to get your cock cleaned off, too.